Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you need help with a health challenge, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Laren Kelly, beauty consultant and brand mapper, about branding. She's a business owner as well as a expert in the beauty industry. She's been in it for 20 years, and she also coaches beauty entrepreneurs. We're going to talk to Laren Kelly at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products or if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business, call 866-735-2470 or head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products off the website or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or calling 866-735-2470. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls in our next segment and talk to Laren Kelly at the bottom of the hour. I want to continue talking about brain degeneration and the link between grains and brain degeneration. Grain brain, as Dr. Perlmutter discusses in his book of the same title, Grain Brain. And it's not just full-blown brain diseases. Simply just having anxiety or depression or insomnia can be related to brain inflammation, secondary to leakages in what we call the blood-brain barrier. This link between poor brain functioning and grains, poor brain functioning and a leaky blood-brain barrier is not all that unusual. And Parkinson's disease, by the way, is associated with the same kind of issue. In ordinary circumstances, as we've said, the brain is protected from blood toxicity, i.e. dirty blood, by very tightly packed cells that line the blood vessels. These tightly packed cells form what is called the blood-brain barrier. Once those tightly packed cells become leaky, the same thing happens in the brain as happens in the gut when you have leaky gut syndrome, and you end up with leaky brain syndrome. And there's a major relationship between grains and the ingestion of grains and this leaky blood-brain barrier. Grains, as we've said many times on this program, are problematic because they're seeds, and nature is very protective of its seeds. Seeds are packed with nutrition, and they're very healthy for us, but they're also problematic. Nature doesn't want its seeds eaten. This is why sprouting can be so helpful. Sprouting turns a seed from something that's problematic into something that's incredibly nutritional. Now, it's true, not everybody is going to have problems with grains, and not everybody's going to have problems with seeds, and not everyone's going to have problems with the lectins that are found in both of these, the grains and the seeds. In fact, not everyone's going to have problems with lectins in general. But if you are predisposed to being sensitive to lectins and seed enzyme inhibitors and various phytosubstances that are in seeds, you can have an issue. Seeds are packed with nutrition. That's true. They're a storage form of life, and if animals were going to enjoy all that wonderful nutrition without having to pay a price, nature would have a hard time reproducing. So nature's come up with an ingenious way to punish animals that would eat those wonderfully nutritious seeds. And that is where you get your anti-nutrients from. Seeds have evolved these substances that will punish the eater of the seeds. Lectins, enzyme inhibitors, and of course, the famous gluten. When these anti-nutrients are ingested, a protective response is initiated, and that protective response is an activated immune system and subsequent inflammation. Now, inflammation is not necessarily a bad thing in the sense that inflammation minimizes the impact of toxicity, but in the long term, when it's chronic, a wide range of symptoms can follow. While the most obvious of these symptoms are digestive symptoms, bloating, gas, loose stools, etc., constipation, there's also immune responses to anti-nutrients that can affect various organs and various systems and various tissues in the body, including the joints, the thyroid, the skin, and, as we've been saying, the brain. And while most people recognize that these anti-nutrients can induce inflammatory effects in the digestive tract, specifically in the intestine, leading to symptoms of leaky gut, i.e. intestinal permeability, and dirty blood, clogged, sticky blood, what is less appreciated, although becoming more and more appreciated, is the same inflammatory condition that affects the intestine and the intestinal cells in response to gluten and various anti-nutrients can also affect the brain, i.e. leaky blood-brain barrier. Leaky blood-brain barrier is the brain's version of leaky gut. And by the way, it's not just blood toxins from the digestive system that can enter into the brain via a leaky blood-brain barrier. If you're taking prescription drugs, the same thing can happen. Prescription drugs can now enter into the brain. One has to wonder how much brain illness, and that includes organic diseases marked by the degeneration of tissue, i.e. Parkinson's disease, and dementias like Alzheimer's dementia and Lewy body dementia and Huntington's disease, as well as just psychological or emotional illnesses, chronic depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder. One has to wonder how much of this is the result of brain toxicity following a leaky blood-brain barrier. Probably a lot. As it turns out, the hallmark sign of all toxicity and the hallmark sign of all chronic long-term degenerative disease is inflammation. And guess what? Inflammation also affects the brain. We don't talk about this. In fact, this isn't something we even knew about until very recently, is that inflammation can affect the brain. There's a really cool book called The Inflamed Brain that talks all about this idea of brain inflammation. We don't really feel inflammation in the brain because there's not really pain receptors in the brain. When you have an inflamed joint, when your joints are inflamed or an organ is inflamed or another part of your body is inflamed, we feel it. We know we're having it. But in the brain, we don't know that we have inflammation. There's no pain receptors. The brain feels no pain. That's why surgeons can perform brain surgery and patients will feel no discomfort. You can even perform surgical procedures on the brain while the patient is awake. There's a guy named Dr. Penfield, Wilbur Penfield, I believe his name was, and much of our understanding of the brain and the roles that the different parts of the brain play in perception were done by Dr. Penfield actually probing various areas of a patient's brain while the patient was alert and awake. And he would say, Dr. Penfield would probe one area and the patient would go, oh, I remember my childhood. He'd probe another area and he'd say, wow, I smell apple pie. He'd probe another area and he'd say, wow, I can hear things. In other words, we learned all the relationships between how our life appears and our experiences in different parts of the brain by having Dr. Penfield and other doctors, other researchers, literally probing parts of the brain while patients were awake. And the only way to do that is obviously if there was no pain receptors, then there are none in the brain. This is why we don't know when the brain is inflamed, and it's only been very recently that we've discovered that the inflamed brain plays a major role in mental health and organic brain health disorders. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will be back with your phone calls right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
About branding and social media with Larry Kelly. We'll get your calls here in just a moment.
from the journal Science Translational Medicine, December 2019. Slow cortical activity, that's the cortex in the brain, in Alzheimer's disease and epilepsy, is associated with blood-brain barrier dysfunction. The blood-brain barrier regulates the communication between the vasculature and the brain. Aging and neurological disorders are associated with BBB, that is blood-brain barrier defects. Milkovsky and Senatov et al., as the authors of the study, studied the consequences of blood-brain barrier impairment in aging and disease. They found that patients with epilepsy and Alzheimer's disease, as well as in aging mice, blood-brain barrier impairments were associated with various brain abnormalities. This is something that we're discovering that is becoming more and more relevant as we're discovering the relationship between the blood-brain barrier and diseases. And I've said this for many years, that if you have a health challenge that's neurological, the chances are pretty good you have a digestive health issue. And this idea of the blood-brain barrier leaking and allowing toxicity from the blood vessels, from the circulatory system to enter into the brain, is the link between the digestive system and neurological health challenges. In other words, neurological health challenges and leaky brain are the end result of toxicity that has entered into the bloodstream through, first and foremost, a leaky gut. All right, I'm going to have more to say about the blood-brain barrier and Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease in the coming days. We'll also talk about gluten intolerance and leaky brain disease a la Grain Brain, Dr. Perlmutter's book, Grain Brain, and we'll also talk about brain inflammation and what you can do about it. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Shirley. What's going on, Shirley, in Florida? How you doing?
I am good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Nice to hear from you. What's cooking
today?
Okay,
I got a question for you.
Yes,
I have discovered that I think I told you I had shingles, and then I wound up having diverticulitis, and the antibiotics and the antivirals and the medicine gave me stomach lining problems. I know that's what I have. I've been taking the prebiotics, probiotics. It's helped me a lot. And I'm on a gut healing diet from Dr. Don Colbert and some of the things that you've told me.
I can Is it Dan Colbert?
Yeah.
I've heard of Dan Colbert. I haven't heard of Don Colbert.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time, and he has a book out right now called the Gut Zone.
He's a Christian doctor.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I know who you're talking about. I thought it was Dan. I thought his name was Dan.
Yeah, so you two are the guys I listen to, but this leaky gut, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I think that this is, you know, all that medicine I had to take and everything, it did a number on me. So I'm doing everything. Things are coming back to normal, but I used to swim, and I know that I've been told by you and by him that that chlorine is really bad for your gut.
Mm.
Now, also, can I swim and do the vitamin C crystals to spray on myself, or should I just wait until I get better? I don't know what to do.
No, you can. Why don't you swim in the ocean out there in Florida? First of all, that would be the ideal thing to do.
I know, but I'm afraid. I can't see under there. I don't know what's under there.
Okay, I got you. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the ocean, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, I totally get it. You know, it's probably not great for you to be swimming in chlorine, basically swimming in bleach, but swimming is really great exercise. So make sure you don't ingest it. Yes, use vitamin C on your skin afterwards because it'll definitely age your skin. That's a really interesting and underappreciated point about swimming in chlorine is it's very pro-aging and pro-wrinkles on the skin. So make sure you're ingesting vitamin C. Make sure you're using topical vitamin C. And also, interestingly, alpha hydroxy acids like glycolic acid and lactic acid have a chelating effect. They can deactivate some of the toxicity that's associated with chlorine, especially for your hair and even for your bathing suit. You can get chlorine out of your bathing suit out of your hair. The problem is alpha hydroxy acids are a little harsh. So if you wash your hair with alpha hydroxy acids, it can be a little drying, and it can also be a little drying on the body. But it's a great way to get rid of some of that chlorine toxicity. Of course, vitamin C is awesome for deactivating chlorine. So yeah,
the crystals, and you have to mix it. Yeah.
In water,
so
put the exactly. Put the crystals in water, and then buy one of those little spray bottles that you can get at the grocery store, and then fill it with vitamin C water and spray yourself all over. And it's great to do in the sun too. So if you're laying out in the sun, it's also great.
Thank you. This leaky gut thing, this has been a problem, and I didn't really know what it was all this time. But long story short, you telling us about the probiotics and the prebiotics, and I started taking them again because I started having red spots on my face and stuff, and I've never had that ever. And I'm like, what? And so now this has really helped me. I've only been taking it for like a couple weeks, and it's really helping the skin and it's helping everything. So getting that gut in order, I guess, is like the nucleus to everything.
Everything, everything. People think I'm crazy when I say everything relates to the gut, but everything relates to the gut. And by the gut, I always say the gut, but what we mean is the intestine, the small intestine. When we talk about the gut, focus in on the small intestine. That's where most of the toxicity that enters into the bloodstream, that's where it comes from, is the small intestine. That's what we mean by the gut. Although the stomach plays a role, the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, and the large intestine all play a role, it's that small intestine right in the center of your body where is the nexus of all long-term chronic degenerative health challenges. All right,
thank
Shirley. Thank you so
Have
much.
A good
Have a beautiful day. We'll talk again soon. All right, let's go to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, what's going on, man? Hope your phone is working here. Bob.
Yeah, tell me, what does it sound like today?
Still sounds like crap, but that's okay. Let's.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to go there then. Hey, NAC, I just wanted to make a comment regarding the NAC. I mean, as far as, you know, not being in stock, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we hear things and then we run with them and we don't get the holistic picture.
Right.
One other thing to consider, over and above, you know, hoarding now that would obviously make the shelves empty. But one other thing to recognize here is that, you know, due to our economy where, you know, our society, we've got each of ourselves to blame because we want a government that provides everything.
Right.
We have all these social programs. Now we have this huge debt. We're facing a deflationary economy today. And when you're facing a deflationary economy, if you're in business and manufacturing things, you're going to basically hold off on producing stuff just from the standpoint of it doesn't make sense to produce today.
Because you're going to make more money tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, prices are dropping and you're losing money on your product because you got to sell it on a fire sale. You wait till the bottom falls out. But in the meantime, shelves go empty.
You think that's one of the
as long as that's what's happening? Well, that's part of it. As long as you're a manufacturer that's not heavily in debt yourself, that you can ride it out, paying your operational expenses while not bringing in as much revenue.
Yeah.
And ride it out until your competition falls away because they're over indebted.
That's a great point.
You can wait till you get to the bottom, rock, you know, more bedrock, and then and then raise your prices, and then get back into expanding your business. And
that's right.
Then and put the price on it. So
that's all true.
We're going to experience a point here where the shelves are empty for multiple reasons, not just one or two, and that's one of them. I mean, if I was in manufacturing, I wouldn't be producing if I was going to produce a lot.
Well, there's already a supply chain problem for a lot of things, for lumber and electronics, computer chips.
And deflation adds to that supply chain problem.
Yeah, we're gonna you know, it's like the old Chinese saying, old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Well, we're definitely living in interesting times. Hey, fix your phone, Bob. I love talking to you, but your phone is awful, man. All right, take care. Have a beautiful day. That's all the time for now. We've got Larry and Kelly coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former President Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor, Jamie Metzl, said Monday, the United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a virology lab in Wuhan, China. Metzl was canceled at the onset of the pandemic for pushing the fringe theory that the virus leaked from a Wuhan lab before claiming 3 million lives across the planet. Media outlets and leading political figures are starting to treat this as a serious possibility. A Florida sanitation worker was recently recognized and awarded in Hillsborough County for saving a young boy's life. In early February, Elias Cazada, a 7-year-old, was playing hide-and-seek in a garbage container. When the truck arrived, the garbage can was mechanically hoisted up and its contents dumped into the back of a truck. The driver noticed the boy through the surveillance camera and activated the emergency stop button. Waldo Fiddley, a garbage truck driver working for Waste Connections, is the hero. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1961. The British newspaper, the London Observer, publishes British lawyer Peter Benson's article, The Forgotten Prisoners, on its front page, launching an appeal for amnesty in 1961. The movement later became Amnesty International. Flash, 1964. The Palestinian Liberation Organization was founded. In February 1969, Yasser Arafat was elected its leader. Flash, 1957.
But even with this going on, it was unthinkable that it would ever happen. We heard it, but it couldn't happen. It just could not happen.
When the 57 season came about, and again, they were playing games in Jersey City, and the solution of a new ballpark hadn't materialized yet, then it became a little more evident that, hey, this could possibly happen.
What do you think of the idea of the Dodgers moving to Los Angeles?
I don't like the idea.
How about the Dodgers moving to Queens?
I don't like that idea either.
Well, where would you rather see them if you had to choose between the two?
I'd rather see them right here in Brooklyn.
By the time the Dodgers played their last game at Ebbets Field in late September, callous indifference had set in. A 67-year run was ending, and only 6,200 people showed up to see the final act.
Baseball league owners voted unanimously to allow the New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers to move to San Francisco and Los Angeles, respectively. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BrightsideBen.com. You'll find the longevity products, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, which admittedly is not for everybody. But if you are interested in starting a home-based business and being your own boss and being part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of great health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We also have a search engine and archives 11 years of daily archived programs up at brightsideben.com. If you have a health challenge, or if you want to review its subject, or if you want to repeat a program that you found interesting, head to brightsideben.com and check out our search engine and our archives, also the longevity products, and the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live person. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including eczema and psoriasis, and dry skin, and melasma, wrinkles and fine lines, and prevention of post-surgical scarring. What I discovered, no surprise, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and the best way to have a beauty product, or to make a beauty product, is to make a healing product, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, and that's why we have going on 2,000, close to 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our almost 2,000 four- and five-star reviews, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Lauren Kelly has been a driving force in the beauty industry for the past 19 years. She's an entrepreneur. She helps entrepreneurs, and she also helps she helps entrepreneurs leverage social media, which is a big thing. If you're interested in branding or you're starting a business, or if you're an entrepreneur and you want to take advantage of social media, you're going to want to hear what Lauren Kelly has to say. Please welcome Lauren to the Bright Side. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited that you're on. I first ran into you when I saw your Instagram page. I got in your Instagram post. Yeah. I said, who is this young gal who's so sharp with social media? You're doing such amazing things. So you're in the beauty business, but your real specialty and your real passion is helping people generate and build their businesses using social media, correct?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, like when I look at all my clients I've attracted, majority of them are in a position where they feel like they're living in their business and they just want to kind of take that step back and be like, how do I elevate it to building a brand and how do I position myself to showing up bigger and bolder online?
So you're making a distinction between a business and a brand, right?
For sure, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the difference there.
You know, I think somebody, especially like when we're thinking of the beauty industry, like salon owners, med spa owners, so often they just get so stuck in the grind of the day-to-day operation. So I say it a lot, like, are you working in your business or are you working on building your brand? And there's such a difference, and that's where a lot of salon owners are feeling really stuck right now. And they're like, I don't even have the time to show up on social media. I don't have the time to even like mentor my employees or grow my team or do the things that are actually going to elevate their brand, like their business into that brand and take it to that next level and scale it. And so that's really where I come into play, is like really helping them be like, okay, let's take a step back for a second, like reevaluate, like how can we put the right systems in place? How can we just start to like use different marketing strategies in this like new world, the way we market, so that you can start building brand awareness and scale that to the next level and step out of your business.
Now, this is you specialize in the beauty business, but this is all your teachings are applicable to all entrepreneurs, correct?
Absolutely. I do actually get a lot of people, like I get a lot of realtors, fitness, any content creators that want to start like building online courses or just like how to position themselves online. But I primarily focus, like I market myself to salons and med spas for sure. So I'm happy to take on anybody because to me it's like the content, the strategies, the marketing, all of it's the same. It's just how are you using it in your industry to step up to that next level.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a silly question probably. It may sound silly. What exactly is a brand specifically as opposed to just a business?
I think a brand, like when you think of any big brand, even like Truth Treatments, you know, you're doing such a good job with building a brand that is recognizable to people. It needs to be something that continually people want to keep going back to, whether it's for inspiration, for education, for empowerment, or to use that specific product. Like, they're seeking you out. They're not just, like, skimming by you because it's a business, or they're not just going in to get a service. They're actually, like, you're immersing them into a culture. You're building community. When you look at, like, the top brands that exist right now, they're building community. They're building culture. They're making you feel like you're a part of it with them. And that's the biggest thing that I coach my clients on. I'm like, you're not just showing up and showing this product online or showing your service online, you're allowing them into the journey with you. You're taking them on the behind the scenes. And I think we're so lucky with social media now versus even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Instagram stories and all the different podcasts, like all the different platforms allow us to build an audience and take them on the journey with us.
it's kind of interesting how everybody's complaining about the economy and, you know, people are unemployed and inflation and changes with the money supply, et cetera, and the supply chain. But this is actually a wonderful time to be an entrepreneur, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. 100%. I'm like, if you are not jumping on board, if you're not leveraging social media, if you're not putting yourself out there with podcasts, YouTube, audio, anything like that, like you're missing such a massive opportunity. Even with like online courses, like if you're not taking your knowledge, your expertise and being like, you know what, even if I'm just a few steps ahead of someone, or what would I coach my 20-year-old self? Like, and then allowing yourself to be like, okay, I am an expert in some way. How do I package that, bring it to the world and be able to like educate more people? Because that's the way the world has shifted. Like people want to be entrepreneurs. They want to learn from their peers. They want to learn from people that are going first and showing influence and instead of the old way. And it's like it's, you have to adapt or in a few years you're going to feel left behind for sure.
It's almost like the old 9-to-5 grind is becoming extinct.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And there's a lot.
Well,
there's a lot of.
Have so many more choices to work differently.
Do you know a lot of people? And I don't. I'm guessing you're probably in your 30s or late 20s. Do you know a lot of people your age?
36 on Tuesday, actually.
You're 36. Wow, well, that's amazing.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, you're still pretty young compared to me. Anyway, what do people? If I could paint your generation with a broad brush, what is the general take in the millennial crowd about this new way of doing business? Is it positive, or are people depressed and bummed out?
It's completely split in half. There's the people that are just so excited. They're willing to go first. They're willing to, like, put themselves out there and, like, tap into their creative zone of genius to be like, okay, I'm going to become a content creator. And because that's really how you have to look at it. If you want to position yourself and really stand out, now you're a content creator that happens to do a service. You're a content creator that happens to sell a product. You're a content creator that happens to own a business, but it's all about like literally blocking out time to create content to make you stand out in the noise online. So if you look at these people online that have hundreds of thousands of followers or even 10,000 followers or more, and they're crushing it and they're making such a big influence and they're selling online courses, they have their podcasts, their YouTube, they have their salons or their spas, they're selling physical products. Well, it's because they're actually blocking out one day a week that's purely for creating content. Because they know that's the new way of marketing.
All right, we got to take a break. I want to talk about this idea of content creation. I think that really benefits not just the entrepreneur, but also benefits the culture. The more content, the more information we have out there. All right, we got Laren Kelly with us. We're going to talk about branding and social media and building your business as an entrepreneur. Laren Kelly on the Bright Side right after this.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Laren Kelly, social media and branding expert. So before we went to break, Laren, you were talking about content creation. And I love that idea because to me, when you're creating content, you're helping change the world. You're really making an impact on the world. And technology really allows us to be content creators. But what do you say to somebody who's just starting out in business and they're like, well, I don't really know much. I don't really have anything to say. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, that's where most people get stuck is they just don't have the clarity. They don't have clarity in their vision or they don't have clarity in, like, how do I look at myself as a personal brand and start to show up online? So it's funny because we're actually launching our brand mapping course in just a couple weeks. So if you follow me on Instagram, at Laren Kelly, you'll just definitely be able to, like, pay attention to, like, when that launches. But this is something, basically an exercise I run every client through or anybody that I talk to when it comes to social media is really helping them get clear on their brand identity. So if you have to look at yourself as, like, you have your business and that's your, like, professional brand, but then you have a personal brand. How are you showing up online? What's that clarity? Like, how are you stepping into your expertise? And it doesn't matter who you are. It's everybody has something they specialize in. Everybody has their zone of genius. Everybody has those things that they can talk about over and over and over with ease. So I really walk people through that. Like, ultimately, what is your brand mission? Like, how are you showing up? What's your purpose? What's driving you every single day? What's waking you up? Who's the person you want to impact? And then diving deeper into, like, that. Like, what's your brand genius? Like, you can do many things every single day, but what's that one thing that you should be focusing on, that one thing that's so in you that you do better than anybody? And then diving even deeper into that is, like, then what are those top 10 topics? Like, for anybody listening, write these down is, what are the top 10 things that you get asked the most? What are the top 10 things that ooze out of you with ease when it comes to your expertise that you could talk about over and over and over? And I have them write this on sticky notes and put them on their walls and just, like, be like, okay, here's the 10 topics. And then how do I break each one down into, like, more specific? So every time they want to show up on social media, they just pick one of those sticky notes off their wall and they're like, here's my content strategy for the month, and just start to, like, map that out, so that they get, like, super acclimated with what's already comfortable for them and what they're comfortable teaching, so that it starts to build that confidence, and then they can show up more and more online with ease.
Do you think that you should pick a business that that allows you to take advantage of these 10 things, or these things that, as you say, come out of you with ease? Or can you do it the other way around, pick a business and then kind of learn those 10 things?
Oh, I I love that. I think, yeah, it's like ultimately what is your passion and what's driving you and what can you see yourself doing, and then go into those specifics. For me, you know, social media wasn't always that. I mean, it was the business side of the beauty industry was very different even 10 years ago. So it's like the last 4 years even, I've like just immersed myself in the world of online marketing and digital marketing and all of these different platforms. And so I think that's also teach as you learn. Like as you're learning new things, it's okay to like step into it and teach it, because one, that's the fastest way you're going to retain it. That's the way you're going to step in as an expert, is when you start teaching it. And it's just going to continue to keep growing. So, like, yeah, think about, like, what are the three things you want to master this year? What are the things that you want to become an expert at? And as you learn those this year, start stepping into it and teaching it online so that you start to, like, earn that credibility as people are learning from you.
So you're teaching as you're learning, and you're also learning as you're teaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
It goes both ways. And that's why one of the things, the cool things about using social media and creating content is it makes you better at what you do. As you're studying and learning and creating content, you're becoming better and better and better.
Absolutely. It's the same thing with like skincare, or if you're a stylist doing hair, repetition and consistency is everything. The only way to truly master a skill is to do it over and over and over. And I think that's the biggest thing, especially with social media, with like these service providers and business owners, I see it, they don't want to put themselves on video is a big one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel comfortable. It's like, well, none of us felt comfortable, but you have to just fail forward and start.
Yeah.
And like, for me, you know, I used to just create videos at home before I even got on social media just to practice. I'm like, well, I want to practice my tone. I want to practice my expressions. I want to practice like the way I deliver content, but that doesn't come easy for everybody. You just got to do it and practice it over and over.
Well, I'm so shocked to hear that, because you seem so smooth on the air and also your videos. You're very telegenic and you're very beautiful on videos.
You.
I'm surprised to hear that even you were uncomfortable when you started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's very fascinating. That's very inspiring.
Yeah.
That's really inspiring to know, because I do hear that all the time. And I had to, I do a lot of videos also, and I just had to kind of just give up on how I looked, you know. And just it is what it is. This is me.
Yeah, well, it's about the content anyway. Who cares what you look like? It's like,
are
you delivering value and adding content? Yeah.
I love that. Are you delivering value? I think ultimately that's what it's all about, is are you delivering value? That's the most important thing, right?
Yeah, to me, what's the point in using social media? Like, to me, there is no point unless you're monetizing it or adding massive value that's going to impact somebody's life. Otherwise, it's just fluff, you know?
Yeah, and that's what business should be about anyway. What's the point of being in business if you're not upping somebody's game or improving somebody's life?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about this. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Okay.
Let it rip.
All right. So we launched the podcast in January, actually, and it's grown so fast. It's called the Selling Social Podcast for female entrepreneurs that sell a product, sell a service, or sell their expertise. Which is everybody. Like, everybody is selling something, whether you're selling an idea, an opinion, a product, a service, your expertise, anything. So it's like, really, how do you like really master those skills? And then how do you bring it to social media to be able to amplify that presence, sell more, obviously, and make more money online? And we just attracted the most amazing people. We're in 16 different countries, and we just have really noticed that it's all different type of content creators, meaning people that want to leverage the online space by building out platforms, whether it's a podcast, a YouTube channel, an online course. If you look at the self-education industry, I think don't quote me exactly on these numbers, but I want to say it's like $5 billion a year right now, and they're projecting it in 5 years to be $1 billion a day, because the world is shifting so fast to self-education, and people don't want to go to college anymore, because honestly, it takes 4 years. They feel left behind by the time they get out. They're like, how do I learn faster? So people are paying for speed. They're paying for the bridge builders. So the more you can really understand that and be like, how do I take someone even just a few years ago from where I was to where I am now and help them get through that transition faster, people are willing to pay for that. So that's a lot of what we attract is those types of people, whether it's the fitness industry or, like I said, realtors or wellness people or the beauty industry. Like, how do I position myself? How do I like take my knowledge and expertise? How do I create the framework and the structure and bring it online to start selling courses to build that like residual income Because that's another thing, just like you said, a lot of people don't want the 9-to-5 anymore. They're like, how do I make more money? How do I create time and financial freedom? How do I create bigger impact and have more fun and not spend, you know, so many years working so hard and never actually enjoying life along the way?
I love that fun. I love that idea of fun. It has to be fun or you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Even content, like make your content fun. It
make
doesn't
it fun.
Have to be,
yeah.
you know. Mm-hmm.
So how do people listen to the podcast if they want to get, it's just Apple Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, we're on everything. You can find us on Instagram at Selling Social Podcast. And then you can find me on Instagram at Laryn Kelly.
At Laryn Kelly, and that's LERINKELLY. And you have a website?
It is what the apostrophe my name is, but on Instagram there's no apostrophe. So if you're looking for me on Instagram and you're putting in my handle, don't put the apostrophe because it won't come up.
Okay, tell us real quick, we only have about a minute, about brand mapping.
So that's our course we're launching is going to be in a couple weeks, and it's going to go live at sellingsocial.online. It's going to be the website, and it is all that. It's running you through, you're creating your brand identity to your brand audience, to your ideal client, to your brand mission, to brand content creation, content strategy, your brand genius, to creating a brand board, and then how do you actually bring that, put it all together and bring it online to, like, really create, move it from, like, this idea or your business to actually creating a solid brand online that stands out in the noise that people want to follow, be a part of, and become, like, immersed in your culture and vision.
And
so it's 10 modules, and they can buy it online.
So it's 10 modules, like once a week kind of thing, and you just go to once a week, or are they all loaded up already?
It's 10 modules, so it is built so you can do one per week and do the exercise and download that goes with it. It's all about moving you into inspired action. And if you're a hustler and you're like, okay, I'm going to just pound through this, you could do it an entire day or an entire weekend if you wanted to.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so the website is sellingsocial.online, did you say, .com?
Uh-huh, yep.
Sellingsocial.online.com, and the podcast is Selling Social, and the course is Brand Mapping. Laryn Kelly, you're awesome. Yep. Thank you so much for being on the Bright
Side.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Best of luck, and we'll talk again soon. You're doing great work. Thanks, Laryn. Hey, hang on the line,
Laryn.
I want to say goodbye to you. Hang on the line,
okay.
Will you? All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.